It's summer, but it's not a relaxing time for many French students. Thousands are in limbo. They don't know where or if they'll be going to a university in the fall. And it's all because of a controversial new law. As Rebecca Rossman reports, some critics say the law chips away at France's tradition of égalité.
It's a hot day in central Paris, and about 300 students are making their way down the Boulevard Saint-Michel. Samuel Roman came here from the heavily immigrant suburb of Saint-Denis. He's 16, and he tells me he's nervous. This is his first protest, or manif.
It's a new, the first manif that I make, but I need to come and scream to say I'm hungry.
Roman is angry because he was counting on going to university to study psychology starting in the fall. But a new law aimed at making French universities more competitive means that might not happen. The law gives public universities the autonomy to select and reject students for the first time in 200 years.
They want to break the way universities work.
Joanna Simient-Germanos is a philosophy professor who spent 11 years teaching at the Sorbonne, France's premier public university. She tells me that until now, just about any French student looking to attend public university has been allowed to sign up, as long as they pass their high school baccalaureate exam. Tuition is only about $525 a year.
When I was welcoming the students at the beginning of the academic years, I was saying, yes, I know, the ceiling is not very nice and there are crackings everywhere, but you know, remember, you just pay 450 euros. Would you be in NYU or Columbia, you would pay 45,000 euros a year, and we are not 100 times worse than, let's say, our American colleagues. We are quite high quality and low price.
But open higher education has come at a high price for the government, which has had to deal with overcrowding and high dropout rates. Only 40% of public university students here make it past the first year, which is why the government says it decided to overhaul the system.
These arguments are good arguments to ask the question.
Emmanuel Davidenkoff writes about education for Le Monde. He says he understands why the government has decided to make schools in France more competitive. But what has many concerned is the fact that the government has shown almost no transparency in explaining how students are being selected.
One of the most important problems with this law is that the criteria are not very clear. It's, you know, very dark and frightening for the students because they don't really know on what criteria they will be selected.
Samuel Roman says he's concerned.
I'm very worried.
He says of the four schools he's applied to, he was waitlisted at one and rejected by the other three. He's one of nearly 200,000 students across France who haven't received a single acceptance, a quarter of all students applying for a university spot this year. In Saint-Denis, the working-class area where Roman lives, the percentage is even higher. 65% of students have been shut out. Roman doesn't think it's a coincidence.
The students from Paris have more chance than the student of ghetto of banlieue parisienne.
He says the new system favors students from Paris over the immigrant suburbs. But again, it's hard to know if that's true, because the French government hasn't released the selection criteria. Stéphane Troussel is the president of Seine-Saint-Denis, a cluster of northern suburbs where students have been hit hard by the law. In May, Troussel sent the Minister of Higher Education, Frédéric Vidal, an open letter asking her to make the selection criteria public.
Moi, je demandais tout simplement à la ministre pour éviter que s'installe ce doute.
I said, in order to relieve people of this doubt, this unjust feeling, this feeling of discrimination, why don't you just publish the criteria?
So far, Vidal hasn't done that. But she has given interviews where she's reassured students that most will have a spot at a university come this fall, though it may not be one of their top choices. Students like Samuel Roman say they're not convinced. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Paris.